Around about this time on Drive Time, Monday to Friday, we give you the chance to choose the music for a special reason, something that's been happening in your life, you name it, an afternoon anthem. Great reason today, though.
My playlist.
My playlist. Your ultimate afternoon anthem. My playlist on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
Jim Carrington is from Radio Adam Brooks. He's on the phone right now. Congratulations are in order, I gather.
Yes, we're all very excited at Radio Adam Brooks. Just won a national award for what's called a speech package category of the National Hospital Radio Awards.
A gold?
Gold, yes. First place. We were. I was a little bit surprised, but delighted, of course.
How did you go about winning this? Because I gather it's an audio documentary.
That's right. We're invited to submit a 5-minute audio documentary or interview on a subject of our choice. In our case, we did a documentary on the Clown Doctors, who are some entertainers who go around the children's wards at Adam Brooks once a week, entertaining patients and parents. They do a wonderful job, music, fun and laughter, and they provide a great break for the parents, and they really brighten up the lives of the patients. And we just thought it was a lovely thing to talk about, and so we did a 5-minute documentary on them, and what a surprise.
Which way round are the Clown Doctors? Are they clowns in doctors' outfits or doctors in clowns' outfits?
Yeah, it's important to get this right. They're, yes. They're clowns rather than doctors, so they look like clowns. They got red noses, big shoes, but they wear white coats and have a stethoscope. And they have a slight doctor look about them. But it's quite clear when you meet them that they're not going to, you know, fix your broken ankle or anything like that.
How are they organised?
They're run by an organisation called the Theodora Children's Trust, which is a London-based charity. Their goal, they say, is to bring fun and laughter to the children's ward. So in a way, it's a bit like Radio Adam Brooks. We're just trying to cheer people up when they're going through a bit of a tough time in their lives. They're funded by donations. As I said, they're a charity. In fact, they have benefited from BBC Children in Need in the past. And so the money's been put to good use. I think there's about 12 clown doctors in all, and they sort of work in pairs and go around 8 different hospitals in the country.
It's a great idea. You must be feeling pretty proud.
Yes, certainly. I mean, I think to get a prize gives everybody in the team a huge boost. We get a lot of reward just from meeting patients after the show and knowing that we've made a difference, and that's the most important thing. And we don't tend to enter awards often because it's a lot of work and we've only got a limited amount of time, all being volunteers. But it's nice to get the sort of external endorsement of what we're doing, and it gives us a bit of a pat on the back and confidence that we're going in the right direction.
Jim, the chosen afternoon anthem, which one have you gone for?
Well, purely for the title, Antonia, I thought Send In The Clowns. I mean, the lyrics are not quite so suitable, but it's just a nice song with an appropriate title.
Jim, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Good work. It's brilliant to hear this. An audio documentary of the Clown Doctors. Jim and 3 of his colleagues, there's a big group of them, won in the Radio Hospital Awards on Clown Doctors. And they got a gold. Yippee!